Get Up Again. Written by Snow Dark Red. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Yuri on Ice. Rating, teen and up. Relationships, Yuri, Victor. Also tagged for Alternate Universe, AU Hockey. Social Media, Hockey. Slice of Life, Friendship. Yurio is a third wheel. No hockey experience needed. I have more than enough. We've entered Magnificent Sap territory. Also, Russian feels. Part 1 of the Leave It All on the Ice series.
Can you hear my heartbeat? Tired of feeling never enough. I close my eyes and tell myself that my dreams will come true. There'll be no more darkness when you believe in yourself. You are unstoppable. Where your destiny lies, dancing on the blade, just set my heart on fire. Don't stop us now, the moment of truth. We were born to make history. We'll make it happen, we'll turn it.
Chapter 1, Yuri. June 2016. When Yuri was drafted by the Detroit Red Wings, it was a dream come true. Years of practice, of hard work, of talking to scouts and agents, of posting his own highlights on YouTube, it all paid off. Sure, he went in the 7th round, surrounded by players who were probably never going to make the show, but Pavel Datsyuk went in the 6th, and look at his career. Yuri was going to make it. He moved all the way across the world for this, competed internationally for this, bled and cried for this. He was going to make it to the NHL. Yuri didn't make it. He spent the 3 years of his contract playing for Toledo in the third tier ECHL, getting $400 a week and living with 3 other players. He only played in 5 AHL games, where he registered 3 assists and no goals. He was never called up to the NHL at all. He was struggling under the pressure and drowning in anxiety. His North American agent barely answered his phone calls, even though he was doing fairly solidly in the ECHL. And Yuri knew that was it. Between the few chances he got to show what he could do on a bigger stage and the point slump he had when his parents told him Vichan died, he didn't see a way forward. When his contract was up, he parted ways with his agent and went home to Japan. "Have you come to practice?" Yuko asked when he showed up at the ice castle. Yuri nodded, and Yuko went about setting the ice up for hockey, dragging out the nets with her husband and even setting out cones. A trip to the freezer for some pucks, and they were set. "Let's do that game we used to play," Yuko suggested. The three of them had been obsessed with ice sports after the 1998 Olympics, when they watched figure skaters and hockey players compete in their respective competitions on the international stage. They would hobble out in hockey skates, barely aware of what they should do, and pass the puck with sticks that were too long. They tried their best to copy what they saw in the highlights reels that made their way online. "Unless you're too chicken," Nishigori said, when Yuri looked hesitant. None of them noticed the triplets behind the boards. And that's how video of Yuri imitating the signature moves of all the leading NHL players, and a number of KHL ones as well, went viral. Japanese hockey player Yuri Katsuki imitates NHL and KHL's best. 1,723,254 views. to Hockey for You 10 hours ago. Wow, this was the kid that was drafted by the Wings, right? View all 52 replies. Fuck Pens. 8 hours ago. Yeah, but he filled out like Tsujimoto. Yuri had time to figure out his next move. The offseason was long for those who didn't make their respective playoffs, and someone from the ALIH had already contacted him for his agent's information. He told the representative he didn't have an agent yet, and that he would get back in touch when he did. You can make a lot more money in the ALIH than you ever did in America, his sister Mary said. I'll even be your agent. The ALIH isn't the NHL, Yuri sighed, and Mary threw up her hands and stomped away. It wasn't the NHL, but it would be hockey. He'd be paid more than 3 times what he was in the ECHL. He'd get to live in Japan, play for a Japanese team, see Japanese faces in the audience. The Asian teams always looked for homegrown talent. No one wanted to look too dependent on their foreign players. Those Americans and Russians who trickled in from the bigger, more established leagues. Peachy played for one of the Korean teams, so they would get to see each other. It would be a good step to prolong his career, if that's what he was looking for. Yuri was still moping around Hasetsu weeks later. He split his time between eating far too many bowls of katsudon and going to the ice castle, where he did half-hearted drills and one-man rushes against stationary cones. Then Pichit called him with the news that Viktor Nikiforov had been spotted at the airport near Hasetsu. Then he went home and saw a very familiar canine outside his parents' onsen. He ran, without a second thought, tearing through the hallways, right past Viktor's infamous dog and into the baths. The Viktor Nikiforov, captain of Metallurg Magnitogorsk, 4-time KHL MVP, 2-time Gagarin Cup winner, 2-time Olympian, and member of 4 world championship winning teams. That Viktor Nikiforov. He was naked.
Yuri was so screwed.
He flew all the way here from Russia for you, to play with you, Yuko shouted. He saw that silly video your daughters posted, Yuri protested. He probably just wants to do a follow-up video or something. He's your idol. What are you gonna do, turn him down? Nishigori asked skeptically. Yuri thought about Viktor, naked, standing up in a hot spring and extending his hand to Yuri, about him saying, I decided I need you on my line. As if that wasn't absolutely crazy. As if Yuri could turn him down, if Viktor was serious. Viktor dragged him to the rink the next day, his equipment brought ahead by a distressingly helpful Minako. Nishigori had unhelpfully volunteered to play goaltender for them. Once there, Viktor bullied Yuri into doing practice drills and keep-away games, and it worked. Yuri had been obsessed with Viktor for years. Viktor was only a few years older than him, but Yuri had watched his tape religiously from when he was a prospect to when he made the NHL at 18. Yuri had spent hours watching him play and then trying to copy it, getting a feel for how Viktor ate up the ice and split through defensemen. Yuri had even chosen his position just because Viktor played center, so that one day he might have the option of playing on Viktor's wing. So when Viktor diagrammed the play he wanted them to try, Yuri was ready. They sank into rhythm like they had been playing together every day of their lives. They traded no-look pass after no-look pass, perfectly in sync. Yuri was hyper-aware of Viktor, every stride he skated, every adjustment he made to his hockey stick. The puck landed in the middle of the tape every time. Together they drove Nishigori nuts, scoring on the net like he wasn't even there. You're very light on your skates, Viktor exclaimed, after Yuri scored with a spinorama just to show off. I used to figure skate, Yuri explained without embarrassment. Figure skating was the perfect way to gain control and flexibility on the ice. Excellent! So did I! Victor smiled conspiratorially. Perfect! Nishigori grumbled something about having better things to do before abandoning the net. Neither of them noticed. Why did you quit? Victor asked once they had finally wound down. The second half of their session had felt like dancing. It was so perfect. Yuri hadn't felt like this since he and Yuko had danced pairs as children. When they knew each other so well, it felt like their hearts beat as one. I didn't quit, Yuri protested. My contract finished. You didn't even try to negotiate another one, Victor said. If you really loved North American hockey so much, you could have signed on for another 2 years. You could have gone to a different team. You could have gone to the SPAHL instead, or even the LNAH. But you came here to a town with no hockey opportunities. I heard you haven't even called the LAIH back. My dream was to make it to the NHL, Yuri said quietly, like Victor had. So was mine, Victor said. I even made it, but it wasn't what I had hoped for. I lost my love for the game, much like I think you have. So I went home and found it again. Is that what you were trying to do? Find your love for the game again? No, Yuri was hiding from his own shame and failure. Won't you come to the KHL? Victor asked softly. If Metallurg is to repeat the cup, we need fresh talent. No one can read me on the ice like you can. None of them can keep up with me like you. I need you. I don't have a foreign agent anymore, Yuri said. He doesn't have a domestic agent either, really. And he's no Alexander Ovechkin to have his mom negotiate for him. That's all right. You can use mine, Victor said, easily, like some Russian agent was going to welcome a Japanese nobody with open arms. Maybe if Victor said so, he would. You can even live with me and Makachin. Yuri looked down. He was too busy trying to hide his blush to see Victor was smiling down on him fondly. Yuri's own feelings reflected in his eyes. Yuri Katsuki and KHL MVP Victor Nikiforov practiced together in Hasetsu, Japan. 361,682 views. Crosby me BB, 3 hours ago. Holy shit! How did the Wings let this kid go? Shades of Crosby and Kunitz here. View all 36 replies. Dom Cherry on top. 1 hour ago. Anyone would play good next to that Russian coward. Crosby me BB, 1 hour ago. You're as enlightened as your username suggests.
One team and history. Don't stop us now. The moment of truth. We were born to make history.
April 2017. Metallurg finished the season at second in their conference. They made the playoffs. Metallurg blew through the first round with an almost embarrassing best-of-seven 4-0 sweep, the second round with a decisive 4-2 victory, and the third round with a nail-biting 4-3 Game 7 win. The finals seemed to drag on forever. Yuri was so full of nerves, he spent the nights before games staring sleeplessly at Victor's ceiling, or snacking endlessly on pickled beets. Yuri Plisetsky, the junior player Victor was billeting from the MHL, scowled every time he caught Yuri stuffing his face. Yuri had missed Tsukemono unbearably in Toledo. The only thing Americans seemed to pickle were cucumbers. Russians pickled as many vegetables as the Japanese, and then some. And even if it wasn't quite the same, it still reminded him of home. In the end, it came down to the last minute of Game 7. Metallurg and SKA were tied at 2 each, and both teams were desperately scrambling for the win. Coach put Yuri in Victor's line on the ice, and Victor stole the puck from Koklachev before the other center could blink. Yuri tore down the ice with Victor, pulling back only to be sure that Victor crossed into the offensive zone first. He twisted around the lone defender, accepted a blind pass from Victor, and shot the puck into the back of the net, right over Koksinen's shoulder. Victor slammed Yuri into the boards in celebration, screaming a nonsense mix of excited Russian, Japanese, and English into his ear. Their teammates crowded around them, trading celebratory hugs and butt slaps. But Yuri's eyes never left Victor. His hand gripped the captain's K on Victor's shoulder. The celebration ended, and after a quick victory lap, they settled back into position. They had a 3-2 lead with 30 seconds left on the clock. If they wound the time down, Yuri's goal would be the game winner. He would have won his team the Gagarin Cup. Yuri exchanged a final nod with Victor as everyone lined up at the faceoff dot. He was ready. The unexpected rise of Yuri Katsuki. How a Japanese player most of us have never heard of made history. By Steve Dangle, guest writing for RMNB. To say that no one expected Yuri Katsuki's dominance would be a lie. One person absolutely expected it. Katsuki's teammate, roommate, and the man who recruited him to the KHL, Viktor Nikiforov. I saw that video that went viral just like everyone else, Nikiforov said, referring to this video that shows Katsuki copying the signature goals of famous players from Sidney Crosby to Patrick Kane to Pavel Datsyuk. Nikiforov's own spinorama technique was featured prominently several times. I knew he was a special player immediately. I couldn't believe that he was a free agent. With Christoph Giacometti returned to his home country of Switzerland, there was an open spot for a winger on Nikiforov's line. After seeing that video, he knew exactly who he wanted to fill it. I flew in right away, Nikiforov laughed. I barely even let my agent know where I was going. I wanted to get him before anyone else did. He succeeded. Shortly after, another video of Katsuki went viral. This one of him practicing with Nikiforov. And Metallurg Magnitogorsk announced that it had signed Katsuki to a tryout contract. He would play the preseason with the team, and if he did well, they would offer him a full contract. I'm very glad they gave me a chance, Katsuki said, when asked about the tryout. I know that going from the ECHL to the KHL involves a leap of faith on the organization's part. Some commentators have compared Katsuki's rise in the KHL to a fairy tale. How else would a virtual unknown break records as the KHL's highest-scoring Japanese player of all time in just one season? Katsuki's longtime childhood friend, Yuko Nishigori, disagreed that it sounded like a fairy tale. Yuri works hard. He and Victor trained together all through the off-season. Nothing was handed to him. He earned his spot on Victor's line. He just needed someone to give him a chance that Detroit didn't. The talent has always been there, family friend Minako Okukawa added. He's represented Japan multiple times internationally. Friends and loved ones have gathered at the Katsuki family inn to celebrate Metallurg's Gagarin Cup victory. Nikiforov and Katsuki display uncanny ability on the ice together, and it only makes sense that Nikiforov be here for the celebration. After all, he did get the assist on Katsuki's cup-winning goal. Katsuki is the only Japanese player to score a cup-winning goal in KHL history, a fact that Nikiforov mentions at regular intervals. They're gross. It's bad enough having to live with them, Yuri Plisetsky said, when asked about Katsuki and Nikiforov's on-and-off-ice chemistry. Plisetsky plays for Stalnia Lissy, the junior team affiliated with Metallurg. He billets with Nikiforov during the season and appears to have been dragged to Japan to celebrate the championship win with his mentors. I have no idea what we're going to do with them, Mari Katsuki, Yuri's sister, said, as the two celebrated with Japanese party games. It's like they were made for each other. It certainly shows on the ice. Be sure to watch Katsuki and Nikiforov next year in the KHL. If you want to see even more of them, check out this video they graciously agreed to shoot, where they humiliate me on my own vlog. Katsuki and Nikiforov murder Steve Dangle on the ice while Mrs. Dangle laughs. Additional note, the Katsuki family's inn was delightful to stay at, and I encourage anyone who finds themselves in that part of Japan to check it out. Comments. Ovi God Mode 8. Wow, I watched the video and Katsuki and Nikiforov are even gayer for each other than the rumors suggested. The Great Eight Mate. Normally I don't hold with this kind of talk, but seriously. Rest in pieces, Kersby. But they're so good, the KHL ignores it. Bless. Backstrom Insurance. Someone get these two on a plane to the NHL.